God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. It seems that with every passing day, America becomes less and less a nation and more merely of a country. Now, while nation and country are often terms that we use interchangeably, they're actually emphasizing two different things about the same group of people. When we speak of country, we tend to emphasize the ground, the terrain that we hold in common. And when we emphasize the word nation, the concept is more the authority that we have in common, in the case of America, the Constitution, and so on. In Deuteronomy 27, God's people Israel were about to take on a new land, and they were about to take on a lot of adversity, a lot of enemies. And they were changing from a family, loosely knit over time, a ragtag band of runaway slaves, and they were becoming a nation. Now, it's interesting to know that this nation did not even have a country. They were not a country. They had no land yet. This was a nation, a people unified around something very important. Deuteronomy 27:9 says, "And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God." He says, you've become the people of the Lord your God. Well, weren't they already a people belonging to God? Yes, but here was an occasion, here was a ceremony where this was made to be very clear, where the people of Israel were united as a nation before they went in to conquer Canaan. Now, a united people need two things in common. Two things in common. And you see those here. They need a common authority, and they need a common cause or a common allegiance to that authority. And that's exactly what you see in this chapter. In the first several verses, God told them to take up stones and plaster them. And verse 3 says, "And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law." Why was that commanded? Why was that commanded? Because God wanted them to know what the authority was. Now, this is remarkable. Here they were in the middle of nowhere in a day when language was not commonly written, even in Egypt. It wasn't something everyone did. And there was not a common mechanism by which things could be written down. You had clay tablets. You had papyrus of sorts. But what would they have had, even if these were common, what of that would they have had out in the wilderness? And the answer is almost nothing. So God says, take those rocks, plaster them, and write this down. I think it just emphasizes how important to God, how much God is emphasizing the authority that they were to share in common. You cannot face adversity as a group of people, whether you be a nation, a church, or some other organization, except to the extent that you share a common authority. There is debate even now, even among God's people, about how sufficient the Word of God and God's words are for modern society. It's as if we have to convince people about the truth without using the source of the truth, the Bible. That just does not work. If I wanted to defend a sword, I wouldn't just wax eloquent about how sharp it is, nor would I hide it in order to defend it. I would just start waving it. That's the way you defend a sword. The Bible works. It has authority. It is God's truth. It is God's word. So a united people need two things to face adversity. One, they need a common authority. I don't mean just something that we talk about and applaud and laud and praise. I'm talking about a book that we understand, read, comprehend, and have the courage to live out in real day, everyday, modern day life, a common authority. The second thing is a common allegiance to that authority. You know, I have more in common with an American who lives in a foreign country who swears allegiance to the common authority that we have, the governing principles of this country, as stated in the Constitution, for instance, than I do that someone that lives in town, lives on the same ground that I do here in Tennessee, but does not acknowledge that authority. Now, I'm not preaching nationalism here per se. I'm just using an example that Americans can only be unified to the extent that they have a common authority, in this case, the Constitution, and a common allegiance to that authority. Now, friend, there are institutions in your life that deserve a lot more allegiance than even your country. That's for sure. And the point this morning, broadly stated, is a united people need a common authority and a common allegiance to that authority in common. So they were given God's commands, and then Moses charged the people the same day, saying, "These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people," verse 13 says, following, "and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse," verse 14 says, "and the Levites shall speak." An odd picture, but they had half the tribes stand on one mountain, half the tribes stand on the other mountain, and the Levites down in the valley were to affirm God's truth, and at the end of each statement, all the people from both sides were to answer and say, "Amen." You read that for the following verses until the very last verse that says, "Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen." What were they doing? They had a common authority and they were expressing allegiance to that. Look, the more devoted we are to the Lord, the closer we should be drawn together with people who are likewise devoted to the Lord. So for instance, if a husband and wife are both devoted to the Lord, that will not push them apart, that will draw them closer together. If the people in a local church are devoted to God's truth, then that's only going to draw them closer. They're only going to treat each other better, not worse, not poorer, for being devoted to God and God's truth. Our primary allegiance is to God as stated in His truth. And when we do that, we'll find ourselves to be right with everyone else, and we'll find ourselves to be stronger as a group in the day of adversity.